The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
And we continue with our American stories. Up next, a story from Pat Boone. While Pat is known mostly for his ballads and classic pop music hits, he's here today to talk about a musical 180 he took late in his life. Take it away, Pat.
Listen, I'm so glad you brought that up because it's a great example of how I've made my way through this entertainment morass. But I did an album of heavy metal classics. It came about because while I was in England with my musicians, doing all my hit records and the tour going very well, but we're in an airport between airplanes, and one of my musicians said, we like doing your hit records, people, why don't we go in a studio and do something different now, new, together? And I said, look, I've thought of it, but I can't think of anything I haven't done 10 times already. I've already done gospel and pop and rock and roll and big band swing. They said, well, you never did any heavy metal. And we laughed about it. No, I never did any heavy metal. Well, I didn't have any use for heavy metal either, or the performers who were doing it. But my conductor, Dave Siebels, who's still my musical conductor, pianist, said, there are a lot of good songs underneath all that noise that we could do a different way. And I said, like what? He said, well, big band swing. And I said, oh, well, now you're talking. What kind of songs do you mean? And that's when I was introduced by them to the songs we wound up recording, like Smoke on the Water, Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll, and then, of course, Crazy Train. Which, as I listened to that lyric and him singing it, I realized was really good social commentary about how hard it was for young people coming up to cope with all the hypocrisy and double standards. It was his take on how hard it is for kids to grow up and growing up on a crazy train. Crazy, but that's how it goes.
Millions of people living as fools.
And so we decided we got the big band best arrangers in big band swing, each to take one song, including Crazy Train, and do big band swing versions.
Mental wounds not healing, life's a bitter shame. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
And we put out the album, and the night before the album was coming out, Dick Clark, who produced the American Music Awards, had heard it and felt like it was going to be a hit because it was all those big, big songs, but done a totally different way. No More Mr. Nice Guy, Alice Cooper, was one of them. And that was the subtitle. It was Pat Boone in a metal mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy. And Dick Clark had me and Alice Cooper present the award for Hard Rock Heavy Metal, which happened to be for Metallica. And I was doing their song in the album, Enter Sandman. And to do that, Dick Clark had the idea that I would come on dressed like a heavy metal guy, and Alice Cooper would come on like Pat Boone in a V-neck sweater, carrying a glass of milk, wearing white buck shoes, his long hair pulled back under a golf cap. And I would come out in leather vest designed by Bill Ballou, who did Elvis's costumes, just open all the way down to my navel, bare chest, no sleeves, tattoos on my arms, biceps, and pectoral muscles, and, you know, choker and earrings and boots and leather. And so Alice Cooper introduced me.
He's the master of shock rock. Ladies and gentlemen, Alice Cooper!
I know the history of heavy metal, but now I'd like to introduce you to the future of heavy metal, Pat Boone.
As the future of heavy metal, and Dick Clark had smoke on the stage and had me stomp out through the fog to confront Alice Cooper, who was looking unlike Alice Cooper at that point. And he was stunned because he hadn't seen me in the outfit I was wearing. And the crowd went crazy in the audience. And it was so noisy, we couldn't talk yet. And I realized what was happening is the young people are saying, who is that? And the older ones said, well, they said it's Pat Boone, but he can't be. Well, who's Pat Boone?
Alice, they're laughing at you. You're looking
what
good.
Is this?
Does this signify the death of heavy metal? No, it's a whole new rebirth. You know, Alice, you are my role model. You know that.
I mean, all this was a cacophony in the audience, so I just walked to the front of the stage and stood there flexing my pecs and looking like De Niro in Taxi Driver. Hey, you got a problem with me? You want a piece of me? Hey. But I had no mic. I was having to do it with attitude. So I walked back to Alice Cooper, and he's standing there with his jaw hanging open. And he had to say, does this mean I have to sing Love Letters in the Sand? And I had the sound man ready, and I said, that would be nice. And we just made the most of this humorous take on the songs that I'd done very seriously. Well, I was kicked off Christian TV and that night. I mean, it looked like I'd gone off to the dark side, and it was raising a furor. I had a regular show on Christian television, but it was canceled, and that was in the news. And then Ozzy moved in next door to me and took up residence, and we hadn't even met yet. But when he had moved in and I'd already done his song and he was walking out, I went out to get the mail, and here comes Ozzy shuffling along the sidewalk to get into an Escalade, and he said, hello, Pat, nice to meet you. He said, I got to go to an AA meeting right now, but when I get back, we'll get together and have tea, okay? And I said, well, sure. So we did. We got to be friends and neighbors for 3 years, 2 years. And then he began the Osborne television show. And lo and behold, I tune in to see the show, and the first thing I hear is my version of Crazy Train as his theme song. Not his version. He used my version of Crazy Train, Crazy, Hey, That's How It Goes, Big Band Swing, as his theme song. And so we, as I say, we were friends and neighbors, he and Sharon and the kids. So, you know, I was able to be friends with and have the respect of, and actually the friendship with a guy with whom I had very little in common, but we were good neighbors. And that was when Sharon said on the show, don't you miss Pat Boone? He was the best blankety-blank neighbor we ever had. I mean, I won't fill in the blankety blank, but that was just the way he talked. And I didn't mind it. I mean, that's the way he talked. I knew he grew up, you know, as a hard luck kid in England, and he had said it was either crime or music for him, and he chose music. Well, I'm glad he didn't choose crime.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Monty Montgomery, and a special thanks to Pat Boone. And we've told several stories with him about his life, one just a broad soup and nuts beginning to end, one just about the two loves of his life, and that would be his music and his bride. And my goodness, it'll bring you to tears. It is absolutely beautiful. And last but not least, Pat Boone of metal fame. In a Metal Mood was the record, the subtitle, No More Mr. Nice Guy. Of course, that scene with he and Alice Cooper, friends, by the way, golfing buddies, and two Christian guys, Pat Boone, a Christian, and Alice Cooper, a born-again Christian, later in his life. And imagine the scene when Ozzy Osbourne moves in next to Pat Boone. Everybody would have thought, wow, these guys would have nothing in common. And they didn't. But they did, because they had music and they were neighbors. We need more of that in this country. We don't have to agree on everything or live the same lives to love one another and be good neighbors. Pat Boone, In a Metal Mood, his story, his brief dalliance with metal, here on Our American Stories.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie, ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there.
Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.